Good afternoon. This is Willis Dunbar speaking from Vicksburg, Michigan. This city today is celebrating its Gay 90s Festival, and everybody is lined up here along Main Street to watch the big parade, which is just coming down the street. We're here with our WKZO microphone to bring you some of the color and the excitement of this event. The first item on the parade is a gentleman dressed in Gay 90s costume, riding a horse and carrying the American flag. Behind him comes a band, a military unit of some sort, and I heard them playing "It's Going to Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight," just as they were coming up the street. Here they come again with some music, and we'll try to bring that music to you. Behind the band comes a group of Vicksburg Boy Scouts, and then a wagon. It's an old hotel wagon. It's driven by a team of spanking gray horses, a gentleman with a big long beard driving it, and there are about 2, 4, 6, 8 chairs in there. It's called the McIlvain House. I suspect that was an old hotel. Here's one of these these tandem bicycles with two girls riding it in bloomers. Oh boy, that's some sight. Behind them comes a gentleman in a big tall silk hat riding a somewhat more modern looking bicycle. Coming down the street here is an old fashioned buggy drawn by one horse. There's a lady and a gentleman in the buggy, and they're driving this horse along. Hitched to the horse is a colt, and right now this horse is coming right straight toward me. There, he got it on the beam. Behind this wagon comes a rubber-tired vehicle that's supposed to represent a beach scene. Here are ladies in old-fashioned bathing suits sitting on the beach. Oh, they're coming along so fast I can hardly describe them. Oh, here is an old-fashioned horse-drawn hearse. An old-fashioned horse-drawn hearse. My goodness, I haven't seen one of those for many years. It's called Rupert. Name Rupert's on the end of it. Behind them are some gentlemen that look like pallbearers. Here's a fellow playing a cigar box fiddle. Here's another float. Here's one that represents an oyster bar. An oyster bar. It says oysters 15 cents. Up on top of it is an old pot-bellied stove. And these men sitting around it have their feet up on that stove. I imagine that represents the old stove that used to be in the grocery store in the old days when people would come in and sit around that stove and talk about things. Now this parade has come to a little halt here. Here's a gentleman with a wagon that's got some straw in it, a lot of kids sitting around on it. This parade has come to a halt now. Now it's on the way again. I might tell you that the main street of this town is lined today with probably 4,000 or 5,000 people. Now that's just a rough estimate. I haven't heard any official estimates, but that's a rough estimate of the number of people along here. There are a lot of these floats that it's really a community affair. Here's a Gay 90s quartet up on this float, rendering a little number. Here's a hayride party. Here's a hayride party with a lot of children out here, and they're having a big time. Children of all ages, sizes, shapes, and descriptions, and they're wearing these old-fashioned kids' costumes. Here's another tandem bike with a gentleman in a derby hat and a lady in a sunbonnet. Here's a more sedate-looking couple. They're walking up the street very sedately. And here's one that's going a little livelier pace. You know, these men down at Vicksburg have been growing these beards for many, many months. They've been carefully nourishing these beards for this one big day. Good afternoon, sir. How are you? Here is an old-fashioned Surrey, just like they used to go out riding on Sunday afternoon. Here comes another behind it. I wonder where in the world they found all of these Surreys. These old-fashioned Surreys. This gentleman has a pair of white linen pants on and a pair of red stockings. Here comes another rig with three men in it, and it says on the back, Love Boat. And here's a boy riding an old-fashioned bicycle, the kind that had a big wheel in front, you know. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of these. Ah, Mr. Horace Winnie's as he goes by. This is a very colorful parade, ladies and gentlemen, a very unusual parade. You don't see one like this very often. resuming our description of this festival, you know, they've been planning this festival down here for many months now, as I said a moment ago. The proceeds from the festival go to help build a new hospital in Vicksburg, goes to the hospital fund, and after this parade is over, they're going to have a big show down on the high school athletic ground. They're going to have some magicians down there, some home talent entertainment, lots of refreshments, and they're really going to have a big time down here for the remainder of the afternoon and evening. It's a blistering hot day out here in Vicksburg, Michigan, but everybody is having such a gay time that they've forgotten all about the heat. As I'm speaking to you now, there are constantly a stream of people on foot and in these buggies passing by. I haven't seen a single automobile in the parade. There's not been a single motor-driven vehicle in this parade so far. They've all been the old-fashioned horse-drawn vehicle. Here comes a logging wagon with two men on it. It looks very dilapidated. You can hear the grind of these wheels on the pavement. Perhaps in the old days you used to remember what this sounds like. That was the grind of these wheels from this old-fashioned lumber wagon on the pavement. It says Vicksburg Sawmill Company on it. They've got three logs on there and a cross-cut saw, an axe, and a wedge on the backside so that it simulates the effect of cutting these logs down. There are photographers all over this place. One is trying to shoot my picture right now. A thing like this is always a photographer's holiday, you know. There's more parade coming down the street. We'll be back in just a moment. We're resuming a description of this parade now. They're coming along here. Here's a very interesting one. All of these people are dressed up in gay 90s costumes, and these men with these beards, they're just perfectly wonderful. Here's a street cleaner coming down the street, cleaning up after this horse that's been by. Here is a lady in a nightgown, and she has a candle in her hand. Pardon me, madam, is it bedtime?
It's bedtime. It's bedtime.
Is this the old-fashioned gay 90s bedtime costume?
Yes, it's almost 100 years old.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. We don't want to hold up this parade anymore. Here are some girls dressed in midi blouses and bloomers who are passing out folders. It says rally tonight. Sounds like a political rally of some sort. I'll borrow one of these. Rally tonight. Throw off this yoke that prevents our voice from being heard. Women, stand up for your rights. Equal rights for women. This float is supposed to represent a rally in behalf of women's suffrage. Isn't that something? The rally tonight, July 26, 1890 at the town hall. Well, that's really something. This parade of horse-drawn vehicles still continues. There's not been a single automobile, not a single truck or tractor or any kind of a motor vehicle in this parade so far. Everything has been horse-drawn vehicles. Here comes an old-fashioned sprinkling wagon, drawn by a pair of very fine-looking donkeys. No, I'll take it back. It's not a sprinkling wagon. It's an old-fashioned oil wagon. It says Perfection Kerosene, a Standard Oil Company. My goodness, I haven't seen one of those for many, many years. It's an old-fashioned oil wagon. On the back, it says Mica Axle Grease. Here is a Ford, a Model T Ford. I don't know what the vintage of it is. What's the vintage of that car, sir? What year is your car? 1910. It's a sedan of 1910. Behind the car come a group of horses and ponies. One is shied just now. Oh, the parade has stopped for a moment. In the main, these horses are extremely well behaved in this parade. There's been no trouble at all so far. And it's quite remarkable when you consider the fact that horses aren't used to this sort of thing anymore. They aren't parade trained as they used to be. Here's another couple on a tandem bicycle. The lady and the gentleman, just as they used to in the gay 90s. Here are some more ladies. They have their little umbrellas. They have their gay 90s costume. Pardon me, ma'am. I noticed that you're wearing an umbrella. Don't you want to get a tan?
No, I think it's going to rain.
Oh, you think it's going to rain?
I think it is.
The umbrella, then, is not to keep your complexion white, but to prevent the rain.
In the 90s, it was to keep your complexion white, but this is the 47.
This is the 47. Well, that's a very fetching costume. Thank you for talking to us. Coming down the street are a lot of men and women. I see ahead of me now mostly women. They're all dressed in these very amusing to us gay 90s costumes. One lady in front here is, well, shall we say, pleasingly plump, and she has on a big, she's got on a big black dress. Another lady with her has a big fan, simply a huge fan. She's fanning herself. She has a black umbrella. My goodness, I wish all of you people, especially you older people who are listening, could see this parade, because it would certainly bring back a great many memories of yesterday. Here's a lady that looks as if she were dressed as a witch. She has on a pointed hat, she has a broomstick, she has long gray hair and a black costume. Another band is coming down the street, and some more ladies. Here's a lady that's fanning herself with what looks like an old, yes, it's a corset. She's fanning herself with this article of raiment that formerly was in fashion. Here's a very fine-looking couple. They're really dressed up in the heights of fashion as of the gay 90s. Here's another Model T. Here's another Model T. This is what the Model T used to sound like. Ah, remember that? I don't know what kind this is. What kind of a car is this, please?
Liberty.
A Liberty. What's the year of this car?
1919.
Thank you very much. Yes, those two or three Fords that I've been telling you about are the first motor-driven vehicles I've seen. Those two or three old Fords. Here's a band all dressed up in a gay 90s costume. Oh, I can't begin to tell you all the different costumes, all the different kinds of dress that this band is wearing. Every conceivable kind of a uniform. Some of these gentlemen are dressed in tuxedos, evening clothes. It certainly is a miscellany. Here comes a lot of very beautiful horses. Very beautiful horses now. Saddle horses, I mean. There must be 40 or 50 of these horses coming up the street. Very beautiful sight. Very lovely horses. I think I was told that there are 70 of these horses in this parade. Here is a very fine-looking lady in a yellow coat, pair of jodhpurs, gray hat. Here are some children riding ponies. You can hear the clop of these horses' feet on the pavement. Listen to this. Remember when you used to hear that on the street very frequently as you, when you went downtown in the larger cities, the horses and carriages and wagons going along the street, and how those horses' hoofs would plop on the pavement? That's a very familiar sound. Our time is just about up. I wish I could have time to bring you the total color of this parade. It's a very interesting parade. But I hope that many of you who have heard our description of this parade, which is not yet complete, will find time to come down here to Vicksburg later this afternoon and this evening and see this very interesting gay 90s festival. It's well worth your while. Before we go off the air, here's some gentleman dressed as an Indian. I don't know whether there are any Indians around here in the gay 90s, but at any rate, he's dressed as an Indian. And now our time is just about up. This has been Willis Dunbar describing the gay 90s festival parade from Vicksburg. This is the Fetcher Broadcasting Company.